is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Late night talk show hosts, past and present, are speaking out in support of Jimmy Kimmel after ABC suspended him indefinitely over comments about the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. David Letterman at the Atlantic Festival.
You can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian.
The president's hand-picked FCC chair Brendan Carr tells Fox Kimmel's suspension may be the tip of the iceberg.
This is a massive shift that's taking place in the media ecosystem, and I think the consequences are going to continue to flow.
Health Secretary Kennedy's new CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee will meet for a second day after voting on changing recommendations for childhood vaccines. Sabina Cupid reports from Atlanta.
The American Medical Association's Dr. Sandra Fryhofer from Atlanta is pleading with the panel to continue on the current track.
The American Medical Association strongly urges ACIP to keep the recommendation for newborns to receive this hepatitis B vaccine dose.
Now, the first dose given within 24 hours of birth, that's the current recommendation. So later this morning, the panel will vote on whether that first dose should be given later, not until at least a child is a month old. After that vote, the panel will then take up the COVID vaccine.
Officials in Washington state believe they've found the remains of Travis Decker, the father suspected of killing his three young daughters before he disappeared in May. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We're hoping to get results back and get a confirmation. Is this Mr. Decker? Or is it not? And we're also looking towards our medical team to go through and do an assessment of how long he'd been deceased.
The remains found in woods south of Leavenworth, Washington. New details on the suspect who killed three officers in southern Pennsylvania and wounded two others before he was shot to death by police. CBS's Tom Hansen is in York.
Matthew Ruth reportedly lit his ex-girlfriend's car on fire, and that's a key moment in this entire investigation because that led the ex-girlfriend and her mother to install a security camera that was critical in the investigation.
The county's chief medical examiner says a 32-year-old man who died after he rode on the Stardust Racers roller coaster at Universal's Epic Universe theme park in Orlando this week sustained multiple blunt impact injuries. This woman, who was on the ride at the time, spoke to WKMG-TV.
Horrible what I see. I can't understand how that happens.
Is there anything unusual about the ride itself or anything that happened on the ride before it stopped?
No.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft says its first data center will go online early next year. Racine County will be home to what the company calls the most powerful supercomputer in the world. The news from yesterday was that the tech company is spending $7 billion in Racine County. That's about doubling what was previously planned. Over the next year and a half, the project will shift from construction to preparing for around 400 permanent jobs. Kenosha's old Max Deli is being refreshed with something from Racine. Yogi's Puddin' will be opening in the 52nd Street location formerly occupied by the deli. There's a ribbon cutting on Friday, October 3rd. The dessert shop is a new offering for Kenosha. They have been operating on Washington Avenue in Racine. Racine is a busy place this weekend with two big events. Tonight is the last Island Park Beer Garden of the season that has live music, food, and local beer. Tomorrow, Party on the Pavement brings thousands downtown for live music, games, food, and entertainment. That runs from noon to 7. That is a free festival now in its 22nd year and will span 12 blocks downtown. Main Street and several side streets will be closed for the festival. From star-spangled banners to star-studded movies, Racine native Lamani Segura is hitting the big screen as she joins the cast of Camp Rock 3. That's the latest movie in a popular Disney Channel series. Filming began this week in Vancouver, with the 16-year-old Segura taking on a big role in a movie starring the Jonas Brothers. Last month, Segura released an album through the Def Jam record label. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things, so we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season-ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time, 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer. The lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
California is the golden state. I'm not even making this up. Not only is their state motto, it says it on their license plates. I was in New Hampshire. You know what their state motto is? Live free or die. Yeah, I'm like, take it easy. I was in Oklahoma. Their motto, Oklahoma's okay. Those people, they don't want no trouble. One time I went to North Dakota, and it was closed. Yeah. The whole state. I had to go around. They wouldn't let me in. I go, come on, I got to go to the bathroom. He goes, you got to buy something first. And I only had like 10 bucks, so I bought like 200 acres.
Friday, I knew she wouldn't do a bobber and bob. Beach Boys, Barbara Ann. Good morning at 6:10. Local news timeless. It's at WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me on a Friday. And that feel good, huh? The forecast today, sunny with a high near 75. Now, here's where it gets a little dicey. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's about a 50% chance on Saturday and I think a 60% chance on Sunday. Kind of puts the weekend in question a little bit, huh? Looks like the high today, 75, 64, the low tonight in the mid-70s over the weekend. Clear, 66 degrees. It's a beautiful morning right here, right now at Radio Park.
Forget him. Forget him.
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Cause he can't give you love which isn't there. Little girl, he's never dreaming of you. He'll break your heart, you'll wait and see. So don't you cry now, better tell him goodbye now. Forget him and please come home to me.
I can only remember one movie he made, and it was a smash hit, too. Bye Bye Birdie with Anne Margaret, and Paul Lynde was in there, Dick Van Dyke, Cheetah Rivera, a whole bunch of great actors and actresses in that picture. Very good musical, fun musical, and a huge hit. And I think that was the only movie he made. He was very good in the movie, too, by the way. Fender benders in the morning rush hour, very common, but this might be the first crash of its kind. Two flying cars crashed into each other in China on Tuesday. While rehearsing for an air show, both pilots are okay, but one of the cars burst into flames. It's apparently the first crash involving multiple flying cars. You know, we can't even drive safely on the highways. I don't think we're ready to fly them in the sky quite yet, but they're rushing into it. Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. 6:14, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a
and to carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
That's Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. A lot of big, I can't remember the names off the top of my head. A lot of big rock stars came from that group, Buffalo Springfield. 616, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, our next multi-state text to win contest starts Monday right here on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green or the gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes. Go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play. How do you get it? It's free. Just download it at WRJN.com and then have some fun. Listen for keywords starting Monday, the 22nd, this Monday on WRJN. It's going to be a fun contest. It always is. People love doing that stuff. And whether you win or lose on a daily basis, you're still in the running for the grand prize, which is kind of neat. All right, AI will definitely have some good uses on its downtime from wiping out civilization and destroying the world, of course. AT&T is testing an AI receptionist, which can answer and screen calls and block spam, which can be huge for people who just can't seem to ignore calls from unknown callers. I don't even have them come up on my phone. I just had it, you know, if it's unknown, I don't want to know about it. 617, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's time now for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety has announced its honorees for its annual Power of Women issue. This year's honorees include actress and Oscar and Emmy winner Jamie Lee Curtis, who can currently be seen in Freakier Friday, which is currently in theaters. Oscar-nominated and Golden Globe winner Kate Hudson, who can be seen in the TV show Running Point and in the upcoming Song Sung Blue about the Milwaukee couple who formed a Neil Diamond cover band. Tony Award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer and frontwoman for the Pussycat Dolls, Nicole Scherzinger, is also being honored. And Emmy-winning comedian and writer-actress Wanda Sykes will be honored, along with actress-producer Sydney Sweeney, who is in just about every movie you've seen this year. The issue hits newsstands or your phone October 29th. The awards are also sponsored by Mattel and Lifetime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Surf City, Jan and Dean, 624, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 75, right now partly cloudy, 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. Here's a list of the strangest toppings that somehow seem to work for people. Peanut butter, one person said in the poll, don't knock it till you try it.
A glazed donut for a bun. See, that I like. Refried beans and guacamole, pineapple fused to the burger with cheese, peanut sauce and pickled ginger, green olives, a slice of fried bologna, fried mac and cheese instead of normal cheese, now we're talking, bananas, marshmallow fluff and chili sauce, a slice of ham. So it's a true ham burger, I guess. Hot dogs. Now, you can chop them up and use them as a topping on the hamburger. And gummy bears. That one, I don't know. That one I'm not so sure of.
Where are you, little star?
Sits here at WRJN. In case you're planning to set a new world record, cross these off your list. The Guinness Book of World Records has discontinued some of its categories, including raw egg consumption, the heaviest pet, and the most beers consumed in an hour. I can't believe they even had those to begin with. That's awful. Hey, here's Connie Francis, where the boys are.
Yeah.
1960 movie of the same name. And Connie Francis was in that movie, too, Where the Boys Are. It's exactly 6:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's our local news this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police are still looking into what happened at the Metra station early yesterday. A man was found badly hurt on the platform of the train station. Police say he'll survive, but they don't know yet how the injuries happened. He was flown to the hospital after he was discovered. The train station did remain open with regular service. The first weekday trains to Chicago leave at 5:15. Police say they'll release more information once they learn more. Big waves and dangerous currents are expected along the Lake Michigan shoreline from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. A beach hazards statement will be in effect for Racine, Milwaukee, and just to the north. Kenosha County isn't included in the alert. Waves could reach 3 to 5 feet, creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers. Officials are urging people to stay out of the water and to avoid piers and breakwalls. A Wisconsin watchdog group is taking Wind Point police to court after being denied records about an officer who resigned during an investigation. State records say Officer Richard Van Drasik left the department in 2023 before the probe was finished, then worked briefly in Burlington. The Badger Project says it's part of a growing issue of wandering officers, law enforcement officers who leave under misconduct clouds but get hired elsewhere. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And given the population, it's kind of a surprise this hasn't happened before. The inaugural Kenosha Italian Fest will take place this weekend at Celebration Place on Kenosha's lakefront. The event is meant to celebrate Italian heritage with live music, food, cooking demos, cultural displays, and a parade through downtown. The festival will feature a Sunday outdoor mass and a Venetian night boat parade with fireworks Saturday night. If you're not looking for a festival, avoid the area. There will be road closures and limited street parking near the downtown area over the weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Artificial intelligence, it is the buzzword these days. Many people concerned that AI will cost people their jobs. At UW-Platteville, they've got a different perspective. They see artificial intelligence creating more jobs in agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. We'll find out how they're harnessing the power of AI for jobs of the future next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
This fall at UW-Platteville, they are creating curriculum to provide job opportunities for students that are pursuing technology in agriculture. Tara Montgomery is the director of the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville. She says it's a tool students are already familiar with and using. Now, let's show them how it can be used in agriculture and turn into a job.
So looking at precision agriculture from the agronomy standpoint and within our ag engineering technology, bringing in more equipment so that students can learn drone work, learn how to take the data that can be generated in the field, and then how to apply it. So not just taking the data, but learning how equipment can be upgraded to be able to collect the kind of data that we want, learn how to position the equipment so that the satellites can pick up the information.
Tara Montgomery, she's the director of the School of Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where they're embracing artificial intelligence in the industry. Montgomery says, well, automation will affect manual labor jobs. It's also creating demand for high-tech skills in artificial intelligence, data analysis, and technology management. And she wants UW-Platteville students to be ready.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
And Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, has also been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The announcement came during their national meeting in Arkansas this month. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
When I first started going on the road, I would have to do a wake-up call. That's how I got up in the morning. I'd have to call a guy I don't know and just be like, will you wake me up tomorrow? That's the last person I would talk to is him. I would call my wife, then a man I've never seen. You promise you gonna wake me up tomorrow? We would tell each other good night. So no one's done a wake-up call in probably 20 years now. So there's a guy on the road with us. He's 24 years old. He's never done a wake-up call in his life. And so we were staying at a hotel, and he saw the wake-up call on the phone. And he goes, I'm going to do a wake-up call. And I told him, I go, don't do it. That's like an ashtray on an airplane. But he was like, no, I want to do it. All right. So he set it up. Next morning, his phone rings. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't know that's the main part of your job. You gotta answer the phone and let the guy know you're awake. So then that guy, who's young too probably, is like, I guess I gotta go knock on the door. So he goes up and he starts knocking on the door. But he still doesn't answer the door. So the guy goes in the room. I swear this is real. Because look, this is two young people, they don't know what they're doing. So he goes in the room like, do I have to touch this guy? But he had to touch him. I swear. That's when he told me he woke up to another guy going, hey, buddy. It's time to wake up.
You gotta understand. Hi-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hi-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hi-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see you. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by
stop,
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
I think we lost him this year, too, Lou Christie. Man, we're losing way too many people. Yeah, Lou Christie, Lightning Strikes. It's 6:42 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJM. In case you missed it, a cow in Arizona escaped from a slaughterhouse and won her freedom. Now she's got a brand new home. She might already have a boyfriend, too. The escape happened a couple of weeks ago. Footage of her running around a town near Phoenix went viral. The owner of a place called Amy's Farm Animal Sanctuary got in touch with the slaughterhouse and asked how much it would cost to buy the cow. They gave her 24 hours to come up with $2,500. So she reached out to donors, raised it in half that amount of time. They named her Mutilda. She's going to get to live out the rest of her life on a farm. Now, they've been posting videos and saying she's already spending quite a bit of time with a bull that lives on the farm. His name is Adora Bull. Adorable? You can't make this stuff up. It's 6:42, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Here come the Osmonds, One Bad Apple. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought sadness to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck it to you again. One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
Oh, I don't care what they say. I don't care what you heard.
The Osmonds, and you can hear Donnie singing lead there. One Bad Apple, local news, tablet hits at WRGN 6:45. Coming up in a few minutes, about 20 minutes, will be Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation talking about Party on the Pavement coming up tomorrow. It's big. We get to walk in the middle of the street, and they can't do anything about it. So we'll be talking about that coming up. Got a new report here that says women need a girls' night out every 22 days. 78% of women say they're vital to being recharged, not just a nice-to-have bonus. By the way, wine, they said, definitely the drink of choice. Do we have guys' night out? I don't have a guys' night out. I don't have any night out. I'm in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock. I have nothing out. Hey, don't forget our morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. Proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Bye.
Bees and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run. What a catalog of hits they had, too, huh? 651, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation coming up shortly. We'll be talking about Party on the Pavement coming up this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. Sunny today with a high near 75. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Looks like 75 the high today, 64 the low tonight, mid-70s over the weekend. Partly cloudy now. Looks like a lot of clouds. 67 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, imagine how frustrated you'd be if the power company sent you someone else's bill for 1 month. Now, imagine if they did that for 18 years. A man in California lives in an apartment, recently discovered he's been getting an electric bill for a neighbor's usage for 18 years. PG&E, the power company, apologized for the error and said they regret any inconvenience. That's it. They said his correct usage will be reflected on the next bill. It's unclear how they plan to compensate him for all those years of paying the wrong phone, electric bill. That's it. Just, hey, we're sorry. We'll be better next time. Wow. Think I'd want, like, free electricity for 18 years to make up for it. 652 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Bringing back memories now with the Carpenters and Superstar. And they're not the Carpenters, just Carpenters. Superstar. I think it's my favorite song they ever did. Love that tune. I think it's from 1971, somewhere around there. 656, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, the world has changed a lot since the year 2000 when everybody thought Y2K would cause computers to end humanity as we know it. Well, now AI will cause computers to end humanity as we know it. Someone posed the question to the internet, people born before the year 2000, what trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? This is good. The ability to rewind a cassette tape with a pencil. First of all, you have to know what a cassette tape is. Proper grammar and punctuation. How to write cursive. Do they even teach that in schools anymore? How to use a rotary phone. Oh, I love when I see teenagers. They don't know how to use the rotary phone. Man, that makes me laugh. How to fix CDs that skip. I still don't know how to do that. How to refold a paper map. Do they make them anymore? Knowing how to load a roll of film into a camera, also knowing how to make audio and film edits by physically cutting and splicing tape, being able to parallel park without a backup camera, and programming a VCR. You ask a 13-year-old today, do you know how to program a VCR? What's a VCR? They don't know. Here's Connie Stevens now at WRJN.
Why I.
Stevens, 16 Reasons, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation, talking about Party on the Pavement. That's straight ahead. It's exactly 7 o'clock now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Late night talk show hosts came to Jimmy Kimmel's defense the night after ABC suspended him for comments about murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Stephen Colbert, whose late show will fade to black in May.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in unsettling times with rising autocracy targeting America's most vulnerable. Talk show hosts.
KNX Radio's Craig Figner from L.A.
A few hundred protesters picketed ABC's studios in Burbank.
Many dominoes will fall that will lead us into a full-blown authoritarian dictatorship.
They're being used as a cudgel for Trump to get what he wants. And they should have nothing to do with what a comedian says.
They're vowing this protest is just the first of many to follow.
The president's handpicked FCC chair Brendan Carr defends the crackdown.
We've been clear, we're reinvigorating the public interest. I think this is an important step in the right direction.
Carr on Fox. Officials in Washington state believe they've found the remains of Travis Decker, the fugitive father accused of killing his three young daughters in May. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We're able to get on the ground.